And 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Wednesday's Newsmaker, always brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Make sure your car is safe for the road before taking that late summer trip or heading back to school with a set of Yokohama tires. Choose from the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X8T, along with the Avid Ascend LX and more. Mel's can also handle any repair to get you back on the road, including brakes, struts, shocks, and engine work, just to name a few. So keep your students safe on the road with Yokohama and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us here on this stormy Wednesday morning. Again, 0.3 inch in the rain gauge so far today. Thunderstorm activity expected to be looming out there through early afternoon, then sunshine and 82. Hey, we're very pleased to be joined this morning on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Jones Aquatic Center manager Jennifer Wagner. Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing good today. Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, before we start talking about the schedule, I guess how wistful are you that this is really the last week of the regular season for you guys?
It is very bittersweet. I'm sorry to see the summer go, and sorry to see the team leave for the summer or for the school year, but it's been a good summer, so it's, again, bittersweet.
Yeah, I think the weather has been very conducive to pool activities, has it not?
It has been. We looked at the numbers a couple of days ago, and only a few days that we had to close early or have to, I think we were open most of the summer, I think.
So has attendance been good, Jen?
It's been good. It's not been as good as it has been in the past, but attendance has been good.
Are you a bit surprised here that you haven't had the schedule adjustments like you had the last few years, whether it's, you know, for infrastructure matters or simply the weather adjustments that you've seen?
Pleasantly surprised. We were very happy about it. Again, great summer. Everything's been operating. The pool's been operating great. Been good.
All right. Well, the big finale is coming up on Sunday, last day. Let's run down your final fiesta schedule here, Jen.
Our final fiesta, yes, that will be Sunday. We will be open from 1 to 3 for the general public, and it's free admission on this day. Whatever concessions we have left will be on special. And then from 3:30 to 5:30, we will have our pooch plunge.
Outstanding. For folks that are attending the pooch plunge specifically, what are the ground rules that they and their pooch plungers will have to abide by?
We do ask that the children don't swim with their dogs. Again, we don't have chlorine operating in the pool when the dogs swim, and so it's not really conducive for swimming. So we'd really, really appreciate kids not swimming. And then if adults are swimming, we do ask that they only go up to about waist high. Just, again, we're looking out for the safety of the patrons here. And then as far as the dogs, they do have to be vaccinated with all up to date on their shots. And under the owner's control. So if there's ever a situation where another dog is not getting along with another dog, we expect the owners to be able to control that.
All right. So do we have a small dog time and a large dog time?
We sure do. Just trying to make it a little bit more dog-friendly for everybody. We have dogs, the small dogs, they'll come in from 3:30 to 4:30. And then from 4:30 to 5:30 will be our large dogs.
And is there a pooch plunge fee?
It is $4 per dog, and then that includes the swim time itself. And then we do have a couple of sponsors that have donated some prizes. So L&L Pets donated two $50 gift certificates that we'll be giving out during the day. And then Mr. G's Pet Wash also donated some gift certificates that we will be giving out as well.
Outstanding. On the the final blast here for the two-leggers, for lack of a better term, anything specific and anything special here to kind of celebrate the end of the pool season for you guys?
We do. This year, we've contacted Williams Inflatable, and they are going to bring out a foam cannon for us. We did this once during our birthday bash last summer, and people loved it. So We're bringing back the foam cannon. It will be during the last part of the final fiesta. And then we're also going to see if the dogs enjoy it as well. So we'll leave it out for about an hour for the pooch plunge, too.
So how does that work? What does that do?
It's a cool little piece of equipment. It just shoots out bubbles. And so, it's just foam bubbles. And people, they had a ball with it last year. They would just stand in it, play in the bubbles. It got to be about, like, people could jump in the bubbles and you wouldn't see them after a while because the bubbles were so high.
I can imagine. You know, one other thing I wanted to ask, and it's a little bit of a peel off of what's going to be taking place this weekend, and maybe, you know, peeling away a little bit also from what you may be having planned here for the rest of the calendar year at the Aquatic Center. But you had several posts, I think, earlier this year on social media regarding, you know, like the swim lessons and things like that. How did those wind up going for you?
Swim lessons were fantastic. We offered about double the amount of spots available that we did last summer, and they were pretty much all filled this summer as well. So attendance was great. We had some great instructors. We did some specialized training with the instructors to try to make it better teachable moments for the kids. And so it turned out really well, I think, this summer.
So how did Aqua Combat go? That low-impact workout you had out there.
Aqua Combat's been interesting. It's a great class. I think the time, it was from 5 to 6, so it got a little bit warm for our instructor.
Yeah.
So I know there were a couple days she had to cancel because it was too hot for her to be on the deck teaching. But other than that, it was a great class. Lots of people enjoyed the aerobic movements that were done in the water.
Do you see that as possibly being expanded here for next year?
We can hope so. I need to talk with the instructor. We haven't really discussed what future plans would be, but we'd love to continue doing some kind of aerobic classes out there at the Aquatic Center.
What do you have as far as, you know, maybe public activities here for the rest of the calendar year, or does this weekend pretty well wrap that process up?
This weekend will pretty much wrap it up. We considered doing a few special events in the fall, but it's the manpower is not available, and so it's hard to kind of control those events. But we will have, we'll be started back up in, I think it's actually going to be March this year. Easter is a little bit earlier, so we're going to do our Easter egg hunt for dogs at the Aquatic Center, and that'll be our first event for the 2024 season.
So how did the pool itself, equipment-wise, go throughout the year? We kind of had a slow start. The lazy river and things like that were not up at the beginning of the year. How did things end up through the bulk of the summer season?
The maintenance team for the city has been very, very good working with the pool. Again, like you mentioned, there were a few issues with the lazy river at the very beginning, but they got that back up and running very quickly. Same thing with the slides. I think we had a couple of glitches with the slide, but it was like next day fixes. They got it back up and running. It's an older facility. It's got maintenance issues. I know over the off season, they're going to have to do some repair work to some of the pumps that are leaking, just to try to make sure that we're keeping things going for the next summer.
Hard to believe that, we have an aged aquatic center. It just seems like yesterday that thing was built, really.
Mm-hmm.
But not the case. Well, all right, Jen, we appreciate your time, and we certainly invite the public to get out to the final fiesta this coming Sunday, 1 until 3, admissions free, and select concessions will be, I believe, at half price. And then the pooch plunge, 3:30 and 4:30. For the small, and then followed by the large dogs. Anything else we need to insert here, Jen?
I don't believe so. We just look to see everybody to close out our season, come out and see us, and we're excited to have everyone.
As always, Jennifer, we thank you for your time.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you, guys.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you, you too.
Yeah, Jones Aquatic Center Manager Jennifer Wagner. on our primetime newsmaker here this morning, Chuck. It all winds down this weekend.
Yes, it does. So again, the final bash, and then also the Pooch Plunge Sunday afternoon at the Jones Aquatic Center. And if you want to be part of the morning show slate of interviews, specifically our newsmaker spots, we're starting to see dates already claimed for the next couple of weeks out. Our first available date happens to be Tuesday. And looking ahead to tomorrow's schedule, we'll have Mike Argabright and Russ Bonitatibus joining us again with a late preview of Saturday's USD 252 Honor Flight Golf Scramble.
That is coming up this Saturday for a USD 252 Honor Flight. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire. KVOE 728, 72 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Are you ready to knock down some pins and have a blast this fall? Look no further. Flint Hills Lake.